Welcome to 2025 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
Prostate cancer is really a hormone-driven type of cancer. And what hormone therapy does is it essentially targets those hormones that are feeding the tumor, feeding the cancer. The goal is to shrink it in size.
Emergency medicine physician Dr. Stephanie Whitmer tells ABC News hormone therapy is the likely treatment for former President Joe Biden's aggressive prostate cancer. Doctors say the disease is not a death sentence, but Biden is still at risk of it growing and spreading. President Donald Trump wished Biden a fast and successful recovery on social media. Democrats are reeling from several new books reexamining Biden's acuity and fitness, saying his inner circle hid the issues late in his presidency. Virginia Congresswoman Jennifer McClellan says while she's advocated for Biden, it's more important now to defend Medicaid and due process rights.
I have honestly not had time to think about Joe Biden because I am focused on dealing with the issues that my constituents have raised to me since January 20th.
The FBI says 25-year-old Guy Edward Barkis was the primary suspect and the only fatality in a terrorist bombing outside a California fertility clinic. The company says none of its staff was injured and no reproductive material was lost. Israel is expanding ground operations in Gaza amid ceasefire talks, but is now allowing in more aid. Russia is launching intense drone strikes on Ukraine, blunting hopes as Trump is set to talk by phone with President Vladimir Putin. In a blow to the Trump administration, the Supreme Court is blocking it from using the Alien Enemies Act to restart migrant deportations. Republican House leadership says they're still confident about the big budget package in spite of it failing in committee. Republican Representatives Mark Amadei of Nevada and Celeste Malloy of Utah introduced a last-minute amendment to it, allowing the sale of hundreds of thousands of acres of public lands in those states. Backers say it could help address the housing shortage and reduce the deficit. Devin O'D with Backcountry Hunters and Anglers says the unpopular giveaway to energy companies and developers was timed to avoid scrutiny.
Democracy is founded on having a difference of opinion and discussing it and then voting and moving forward.
Finally, Texas voting rights advocates are speaking out against legislation requiring people who want to register and some who already have prove their citizenship. Amy Mills with Move Texas Civic Fund says non-citizens vote fraud all but never happens, but Senate Bill 16 would be a barrier to legitimate voters.
When you're completing a voter registration form, you do also have to submit either your driver's license number or your social security number. And that's really important because that is how the state verifies who you are.
I'm Alex Gonzalez for Pacific Network and Public News Service. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.